I'd love to get your thoughts on this story now. This is about a husband, and he's shared this story because his wife, he's in the bad books for doing something, okay? So he says, so he was enjoying some private time with a sneaky chocolate cake in his car.
Okay.
Okay. Because he says every time, you know, he's around, his kids steal his food, they steal his phone, his wife steals his clothes and wears his shirts like Teak does with you. And he just wanted a moment to himself to enjoy the chocolate cake without the wife, you know, getting bits off it and the kids saying, can I have some?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
But the wife has busted him sitting in the car just enjoying his piece of chocolate cake. And she has called him dramatic when he told her the reason. He just said, I just want a bit of, you know, 5 minutes to myself just to enjoy this cake without you lot annoying me, trying to take some. I think I don't mind this at all. What are your thoughts?
He's obviously just needing a little safe haven, isn't he? He feels like wherever he is in the house that he's going to get busted. It reminds me of when you've got a dog and you just want to just have a little bit of cheese just and them not bothering you, but they can hear the rapper from about 20 Molly kilometres away. Yeah,
she can be in the back room. Okay, I can get, like the other day, I got a clinker. Like, how good are clinkers?
Oh, I haven't had clinkers for years. They're great.
Oh, they're so good.
Do you have
good.
A preferred colour with the clinks?
I like the pink ones.
Yes, pink dominant.
But yeah. But the fun is getting it biting and going, oh, not this time. Yes. Hopefully next time. Yeah. And I can get one. I thought I'll sneak one out. And then she just, I turned around. She was right behind me. She can tell. And the same with Freddie. If I'm looking after Freddie, right, and I want a lolly and, you know, I don't want him to have one because he's already had one, I'll sit there. But you've got to make sure you swallow it before you get to him because he'll come and go, what do you got in your mouth, Grandma?
Yeah, you just can't.
And you're not from Freddie.
You can't eat anything in peace. But the hiding there reminds me of my dad's mate, Huey. Wonderful man, big old Scotsman. And to be fair, a little bit overweight. And he's the cheese and kisses, it's kind of banned him eating fish and chips. So what would happen, Huey, you'd see him just at public bus stops and he'd just like be pulled over and he'd be just chewing down on his just enjoying his fish and chips.